So I would like to read from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, from the verse number 44. These are the last words of the Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples, recorded in the Gospel according to Luke. "And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God." Amen. This is the passage. Let us take a moment for the prayer to the Lord. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we see in the verses that we read that thy disciples experienced a great joy. And we pray for the grace and understanding, O Heavenly Father, that we might not remember that just before that great joy there was an awful sadness. That thou, the shepherd, above all shepherds, was smitten, and the sheep of thy flock scattered. O gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we pray for that grace and understanding, faith and obedience, that in our joys it might be thy joy, not ours. And that when we are rejoicing thy great goodness and mercy in thy victory, and when we are in expectation of thy ultimate triumph, O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, thy victory and thy triumph in thy beloved Son, our blessed Redeemer, O gracious Lord, we pray that at such moments we may be also prepared as thy faithful and righteous servant Job said, to receive from thy hand suffering and sadness. Gracious Lord, our mighty God, we pray that thou give us that understanding, that we fully submit to thy will, that we surrender all that we have into thy hands, to thy power, that we might experience the blessing of thy loving lordship and thy perfect mastership, and that we might be lifted up above our worries and fears, anxieties, into thy victory. O gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we pray for thy victory over self and selfishness. Victory over Satan and sin. Victory over world and death. Feed us now with the bread of heaven and make us heavenly minded, O Lord. We pray that thou give us grace to be meek and humble, patient and kind, loving, forgiving, helpful. And we pray, Lord, that Thou make us righteous and godly, pure and holy. And give us grace to be calm and strong, peaceful and joyful. O gracious Lord, our mighty God, we are praying that that perfect, glorious example of the suffering Savior, dying Savior, buried and resurrected Lord, may influence our lives in our daily walk. By the blessed influence, presence and power of Thy Holy Spirit, Lord. O gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we pray that Thou lead us and teach us. That Thou correct us along the way. We pray that Thou keep us from vanity and pride, lust of the flesh, lust of eyes. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that Thou keep us from the deception of Satan, the pollution of the world. And we pray for more separation from the world of sin and iniquity, the world of darkness and death. The world that is so self-deceiving, self-polluting, and self-destructing. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we pray for grace and power to live and walk in the Spirit of Christ, to worship Thee in the truth of Thy Gospel, to love Thee, to adore Thee, to magnify Thy goodness and grace, though measureless they are. Heavenly Father, make us a voice of Thy truth, we pray, a ray of Thy light, a living testimony of Thy abundant goodness and grace upon all those that trust and obey Thy beloved Son. Heavenly Father, Thou art worthy that we offer to Thee our mind and heart, soul and body, life and living, all that we have, for we owe to Thee much more. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, bless us today with the power, authority, Thy government over us, and Thy power in our hearts. And as we read, and as we meditate upon the verses that we read, grant us to see more of what the disciples have seen, that in blessing Thy disciples, Thou art being lifted up above the earth. And we pray, O Heavenly Father, that Thou give us more of that understanding, that when we receive Thy blessings, we are exalting Thy name. Gracious Lord, our mighty God, we also pray for Thy power and influence upon the leaders of this country, even if they don't care for Thy word and Thy will. In Thy mysterious ways, Lord God, our Heavenly Father, Thou art restraining the forces of evil, controlling the powers that are in the world. And we pray, O Heavenly Father, that we worship Thee as the Almighty God, our Creator and our Savior, We pray, O Heavenly Father, that Thou bless all the countries of Thy people's pilgrimage with peace and prosperity, that Thy word may have its free course. And we pray, O Lord, that Thou bless Thy children with health and strength, both in soul and in the flesh, that we may do Thy will with gladness. And at this time, O Lord, especially, we pray for the children of Thy children, born and unborn, that Thou bless us, O Heavenly Father, with healthy and prosperous pregnancies and childbirth. And Thou, O Heavenly Father, give us grace and power that in every family there will be a godly order, a beautiful harmony of Christian love and understanding, and that we all willingly and wholeheartedly submit to one another and together in Christian harmony, love and charity, peace and understanding, mutual encouragement, mutual respect, and godly concern for one another, that we all submit to Thee and worship Thee in Christ Jesus our Lord and Savior. Amen. I don't know if that happened to you when you want to share the scripture, that it looks like there is so much to say and so limited ability to say. When I listen to the preaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's most of the times it's not preaching. It's just a conversation. He's just telling something that is so natural to Him, that is part of His personality, His being. And I wonder, what kind of personality, what kind of quality of character would the people have if we were not sinners? If we were born sinless, raised without the power, the influence of sin, I think that the Lord Jesus Christ had an entirely different perception of the world and the people than what we have. One of the things that He apparently never suffered from is hypocrisy. I just cannot get rid of that. I don't want you to know every my weakness. No, I want to hide it. I don't want everybody to be talking about blemishes in my character. I feel bad about that. But He never had that problem. I think if I was closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, closer to His, what is that? His presentation of the character of the Almighty God, then I wouldn't mind. You may know all of my weaknesses, even more. You're going to pray for me and the Lord will be pleased. Do you see the difference between that fear and desire to appear better than what I am, and a desire to become better or closer to the Lord? I'm not going to make you tired of these questions, but As I'm sharing these last words or my thoughts and observation concerning the last words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I just wanted you to know and to understand that this is way above my level. But with the help of the Lord, let's look into that. Everything is over. The teaching, the preaching, the correcting, the difficult lessons for the disciples, and I should say the difficult experience for the Lord Jesus Christ of their misunderstanding. He was teaching them something on, and they would still misunderstand. And he would explain to them something plainly, and they asked, "Will you explain this parable to us? It's not a parable, it's the fact." And some other time, he would tell them a story, and they would be all confused, thinking that it's a bunch of facts, something that they should rigidly apply and practice. And they would think that this path of salvation that the Lord Jesus Christ is preaching is just impossible. And some other times, they would thought that everything is so wonderful, the whole world is going to submitting to their powers. They're the first disciples of the greatest teacher. They're the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And the whole world is going to respect them and give honor to them. Nothing was further from the truth. No. The apostleship did not bring to them any respect and honor from the world in general. To the contrary, they were hated by most of the leaders of other groups, other religions, and especially from those that had the larger part of the Bible more or less familiar to them. Priests, rabbis, lawyers, scribes, and the leaders or self-styled leaders of that society. So, after the resurrection of the Lord, they are beginning to understand the Word of God, and they are slowly putting the things in the proper perspective or position in their mind. That's my impression. Perhaps we will have opportunity to discuss that. Perhaps some of you have better, deeper insight. Something that I'm praying for all of us regularly, to have deeper insight, clearer understanding, more of a sound presentation as we share the gospel among ourselves and with the others around us, and more of a faithful application in our daily walk. This last part, I think, is the most important. I said everything is over. The most difficult task, seeing the Lord Jesus Christ, surrendering into the hands of sinners, suffering humiliation as I don't think anybody ever did before. And I even think that nobody ever will. And